Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports with a Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Memo. And, of course, on the other line, as always, we got Mac, also known as Macaulay Matthew. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going?
I'm all right. You know, just chilling, watching this Met game right now. And, talking sports and entertainment with you as always. So looking forward to it as always. I'm going to talk about, what's going on with the Mets as their season come to the end. The rumors surrounding Terry Collins possibly being fired, his possible replacements. The Yankees, battling the Indians. The Red Sox clinching, the WWE No Mercy pay-per-view event that happened last week. We'll get into that and our thoughts. The NFL season, Jets hosting the Jaguars, the Buccaneers battling the Giants, NBA, and, so much more. But most importantly, I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. And, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about, this topic and more. And, again, thank you for listening to the show with your hosts, William Ramo and Macaulay Matthew. Let's start off with the Jets, and as you all know, Jets are going to be hosting the Jaguars tomorrow afternoon, and Jets are going to try to win two in a row after their performance last week when they defeated one of their divisional rivals, one of their biggest rivals. In franchise history, the Miami Dolphins, final score was 20-6. And, basically the Jets, they put everything together, They played well enough. McCown, he played well. He threw some ball deep and stuff. And, the Jets, they defend home, home field. So, Jets are going to try to do the same against the Jaguars, and if they can, win two straight, hey, the season's looking, is looking promising. So what's your thoughts on the game?
I didn't see much of the game, but I did see some of the highlights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Jets, they're the only New York City football team right now that actually has a win on their record. But yeah. It was a great win last week, and hopefully they can build on that and move forward. I mean, the Jets, honestly, people are not talking about them being a playoff team, but, hey, who knows? Maybe they could shock some people and make the playoffs here. Who knows? But, it is a tough road ahead of them because they have a tough schedule coming up here.
Yeah, absolutely. But they definitely got to get this W there. They're at home.
Yeah.
And
the Jaguars play good, very good defense too.
Absolutely. But they're gonna need to, for them to be, a team contending for a playoff spot, they gotta be .500, man. They gotta win this game and bounce back from an 0-2 deficit. So,
yeah,
this is a great way for them to continue their brief winning streak, extend it to two, and you know, hopefully, you know, they can make a playoff spot.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. You know, they you know, after this game, they do have the Browns, and you know, that's a winnable game. But after the Browns, they play the Patriots.
Okay.
I think Falcons, Dolphins, you know, so they're gonna have a tough stretch there after that Brown game. So this game is almost a must win.
I definitely agree with that for sure. They need it every possible way for their playoff stretch, for morale, you know, being at home. I mean, they definitely need this W.
Yeah.
They want people to believe in them, especially the fans. You know, that they could, you know, go to the playoffs. You know, the first time in a while, you know, since the franchise era, franchise era.
Yeah.
You know, they need for the fans and, you know, NFL to take them, you know, as a serious, you know, as a playoff contender. Again, I wouldn't say serious as in a championship caliber. I mean, like as a legitimate playoff contender, they gotta win this game.
No question.
So, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow afternoon. And shifting gears, you know, we got the Giants. You know, they're gonna be battling the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you know. Who would have thought the Giants would have been finishing? Who would have been, you know, in this season 0-3? I mean, they're trying to make history. They're trying to be one of the few 0-3 teams to actually make the playoffs. I think only three teams, you know, in NFL history have started off 0-3 and made the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, so they're gonna try to join history. They're gonna try to be a part of history right here.
Yeah, man. It's
they're on the road.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was saying, you know, plus, you know, they got to, you know, be road warriors and, you know, win this game in Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough task because right now they're 0-3, like you said. And, you know, that game in Philadelphia, they had to win it. And, you know, that was a must-win game because the offense looked pretty good. The defense played pretty good, too, but, you know, they got their hearts broken by that last second kick by that rookie kicker, Jake Elliott.
Yep.
You know, it was a heartbreaking loss, but, you know, they got to move past that right now. And tomorrow they play a good Buccaneers team that plays solid defense. And they got, you know, some weapons. They got Mike Evans and they got, what's the quarterback's name? I forget his name again. I forget the dude's name, but they got a very talented team, so it's going to be tough. But, you know, this is a must-win game tomorrow because if they start 0-4, I don't see this team making the playoffs. It's going to be tough, you know. So
yeah, absolutely.
They gotta get their acts together. And, you know, Beckham has to start doing these silly celebrations, you know. He was just fined, I think, $12,000 by the NFL for that dog poop celebration he had.
Yeah,
after that touchdown. So he's got to stop the antics and, like, you know, focus on helping his team win.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, like you said, the Giants lost a heartbreaker, 61-yard field goal by Elliott, you know.
Yeah.
The biggest kick, you know, by a rookie in NFL history. So, you know, he proved that he has ice water in his vein, man. You know, he got that kick, and unfortunately, you know, the Giants playoff chances are dwindling. But you know, they got to get this W here and try to turn the season around.
Yeah, they have to because, you know, if they start 0-4. You know, it's going to be tough to make the playoffs.
Absolutely. I know. You were talking about McGoin, right?
Repeat that.
You were talking the quarterback. You're talking
for
about Wentz?
Tampa?
Wentz, right?
No, for Tampa.
For the Eagles, Wentz.
Oh no, I'm talking about for Tampa for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? Winston. Jameis Winston.
Right.
Yeah.
But no. But when you were talking, because you were talking about the you were talking about the Elliott field goal, weren't you
mm-hmm.
talking about the Eagles quarterback?
Oh no, I was saying that the Tampa has a good talented team. They have Evans, and I was trying to think of the name of the Tampa Buccaneers quarterback for tomorrow, and I find out
it's
Jameis
Winston. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think they'll get this W and try to right this ship?
I hope so. They better win tomorrow, or else there's gonna be hell to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They better.
And
but I'm hoping they do.
27-24 defeat.
Yeah, I mean, it was a heartbreaking loss. I mean, they just got to forget about that and move on, you know, just focus on this game. And, you know, if they win this game tomorrow, that loss last week won't mean anything.
Yeah, especially if they go on a winning streak, as
yeah.
The Giants historically has been known to do under Eli and, you know, when Coughlin was then, you know, coaching the team now, of course, you know,
right.
McAdoo is in charge, and you know, McAdoo, he has to you know, basically right this ship, because you know, a few weeks ago he was criticizing Eli, and you know, now Odell Beckham is doing, you know, got the fine because of the silly dog, you know, peeing taunt. You know, he gotta get this team, you know, this team's, you know, righted, man. If they're gonna have any chance of trying to go to the playoffs, because you know, an 0-3 deficit is not the way you want to start the season.
Yeah, only 5 teams have come back from 0-3 to make the playoffs. So, you know, maybe Giants can be one of, you know, the 6 teams to do it.
Yeah, we'll definitely see about that for sure. Yeah, let's go into the pay-per-view event. The No Mercy one. Elias defeated Apollo Crews, and which was no surprise in the kickoff match. And then I think on Raw he beat him up again. Then you got for the Intercontinental title, Miz defeat Jason Jordan. Again, so you know, now Miz is moving on to Roman Reigns, and now it looks like there's a possible. The rumors is that the Shield will be reunited against the Miz Taraz, which, I mean, I'm all for Shield rejoining, but for the Miz Taraz, man, that's just a waste of a great moment right there.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, the Wyatt family rejoining, or the Balor Club finally forming, or Sanity coming, or something like that, you know, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, this makes sense. But Roman Reigns almost single-handedly defeated the Miz Taraz by himself if it wasn't for the chair shots that he suffered this past Monday. And speaking of the, you know, aforementioned Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt, you know, he lost to Finn Balor again in the man versus man match, which was basically the match they had prior to their much anticipated SummerSlam match. And to me, that match on that Raw match before SummerSlam is what really ruined this feud for me, because both of these guys are great workers. Both of these guys need to go on winning streaks. You know, WWE is putting these guys in the mid-card level, and these guys should be championship-caliber wrestlers instead of Jinder Mahal, but I digress. And then afterwards, Then you got in the tag team match, you got Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. They retained the title against Cesaro and Sheamus. And noteworthy is that Cesaro, he got injured, you know, but his teeth didn't get knocked out. His teeth got knocked in to his gums, so they had to do stitches to his gums and basically they had to take it out, and then they had to put like false teeth, and he had to do surgery, but he still did the finish the match, which, you know, I give Cesaro a lot of credit. I mean, this guy should have been WWE champion already. I mean, if Jinder Mahal could be a champion. And, you know, I mean, this guy should totally be a champion, but, you know, but we'll see what happens in the future. But, you know, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, they retained the title. And, right now it looks like, they're probably going to team up with, they're going to probably team up, you know, team up with Roman Reigns and reform the Shield. But we'll find out on Monday what happens with that.
I'd rather see them unite and fight, you know, the Usos or even what's their face, New Day. You know, I don't want to see that more than the Mistaraj.
Exactly. Problem is, New Day is on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And Dean Ambrose and Seth are the tag team Raw champions, and you know, the New Day is the tag team champions of SmackDown. So, these guys facing each other in a a title match isn't happening. I mean, in any match, isn't happening anytime soon. Unless they have a bragging rights pay per view event. But I don't see that happening. And then, you know, for the women's title match, in the Fatal 5-Way title match, Alexa Bliss defends the title successfully against Banks, Bayley, Nia Jax, and Emma. And, you know, it's no surprise there. Alexa Bliss won. As we all,
I thought Nia was gonna win that for sure.
I thought Nia should have won. You know, I thought Nia should have won. You know, just to put the title on a new talent and, you know, revive the title. I'm not saying that. Not that Alexa Bliss is doing a bad job, but, you know, the titles keep hot potatoing the same people, Alexa Bliss, Sasha, you know, Charlotte when she was on Raw. I mean, you know, the title on both shows just keep moving back and forth. So I thought, you know, putting the title on Nia Jax would be, you know, more impactful, not to mention Asuka is going to make her Raw debut very soon. So, yeah, having her feud with Nia Jax, I mean, that's like a WrestleMania-type match right there.
Yeah.
You have two powerhouses going at it. But Alexa Bliss, and not to mention Alexa Bliss, it has been, you know, she was in an alliance with Alexa, you know, Alexa and Nia have been in a, you know, in an alliance, and then, you know, Nia turned on her, you know, so there would have been a build-up, you know, a much better build-up for Nia winning, you know, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be, so, you know, Alexa retains the title. Then you got, Enzo defeating Neville, you know, to become the Cruiserweight champion. That was, like, the only surprise of the night, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, and not to mention Enzo turning heel, which, you know, seems like that's WWE's way of trying not to make Enzo a fan favorite, and, you know, affect his merchandise.
Didn't one of us predict that Enzo would, win that match? One of us picked. I think one of us called it. Called Enzo winning the championship.
Yeah, I just can't remember who, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've been. Might have been you or me. I'd have to check to see who called it. It might have been you or me.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, yeah, honestly can't remember. I'm usually, on top of what we said, but yeah, definitely one of us thought, Enzo would win. And to me, I mean, Enzo winning would be better. I mean, as you can see, all these titles haven't changed hands at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, but Enzo turning heel, I didn't see that coming, you know. I think it's just WWE's trying to get as much heat on Enzo with the fans as he has backstage because, his merchandise is selling, and that's the only thing that's keeping him in the WWE. I mean, once his merchandise stops selling, you know, he's gonna get fired, you know, because it in the eyes of the management, he won't be worth keeping, you know. And then what were you gonna say?
I keep hearing he has heat backstage. Like, what's this heat about? I mean, if they're giving him if they're putting the title in his hands, like, how much heat does he have exactly?
I know. I mean, like, seriously, it's like, if he has heat, then why is he winning probably the biggest title of his career, you know?
Right.
And the fans love him for the most part. And if the people backstage don't like him, that's their problem. I mean, you know. It does seem that way because they keep having Braun Strowman beat him up, these past couple of weeks, you know, having him get beat up. Apparently, at 205, he got beat up, or after 205, he got beat up, something like that. Like, and then not to mention on Raw, Enzo got beat up. You know, Neville, had a double, Enzo and Neville had a double turn, and Neville's back to a good guy. The man gravity forgot, and Enzo and him are gonna continue this feud.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happened with that. Then you got the match, one of the main event matches, Roman Reigns defeating John Cena, as we all suspected. You know, because this is reminiscent of Rock versus Cena, WrestleMania 29, when Rock, after trash talking, Cena, he put Cena over, at the Meadowlands, and then sure enough, Cena, the veteran, was trash talking Roman Reigns, and sure enough, Cena put him over in what some people think is Cena's last match, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I think Cena will have his rumored Jinder Mahal match, probably most likely at WrestleMania for the WWE title. And Roman Reigns, the big dog, he defeated Cena, and as suspected, now both of them have newfound respect for each other, and now they're buddies, just like how John Cena and Rock became friends after their feud. So history repeats himself yet again. Basically, Roman Reigns and Cena's feud is a copycat of John Cena versus The Rock, and then Rock versus Cena's feud was a copy of Hogan and Rock. So basically, yeah, they're just gonna keep, like they say, a Xerox copy isn't as good as the original. So that in this case, that holds true. And then last but not least, you got Brock Lesnar defeating Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. And last week, I forgot to mention it, so I forgot about that. But I was going to pick Brock Lesnar to defeat Braun Strowman anyway, because the rumor is that Roman Reigns is going to defeat Brock Lesnar for the title at WrestleMania. So no surprise there. Brock Lesnar retains the title, and Braun Strowman loses again.
And yeah, I didn't see Brock Lesnar losing that in the first place. I didn't think he was going to lose.
Yeah. If during this reign, if Brock Lesnar was going to lose the title from when he won at WrestleMania until next year's WrestleMania, it made sense for him to lose to Samoa Joe. And I guess WWE is happy that didn't happen, since Samoa Joe is hurt. I think he has a knee injury. So I guess WWE is happy they didn't put the title on him yet, because, you know, the title probably would have been vacated again. But, it's pretty obvious. Once they didn't make Brock Lesnar defend the title for like 3 months after he won at WrestleMania, up until the Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view event happened. You know, so it's pretty obvious that they're not going to, you know, they're not gonna take the title off him until WrestleMania. So,
yeah,
no surprise there. And you know, I don't have a problem with Lesnar holding the title. However, what makes it more worse is that Jinder Mahal is holding the title. So they're both main titles are being kept away, you know, from, you know, people legitimately challenging the title for the title. And
I wonder who Jinder Mahal is gonna lose the title to now. I think it's
still Cena.
I don't know. It looked like Cena might retire after that match with Reigns.
It did look like that, but I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I believe Cena will walk away. I know he has to do a bunch of movies, like the Bumblebee movie, the Transformer spinoff, and you know, some other movies. But you know, I believe when I see it. I think John Cena is gonna, you know, defeat Jinder for the title. Maybe it could even be his last match at WrestleMania. Who knows? I mean, but I think Jinder is gonna lose the title to Cena. It's pretty obvious. None of the major titles are gonna change hands. And as a result, you know, the Intercontinental and the United States title are, you know, basically legitimately at the forefront. The United States title is, you know, basically the premier title right now, you know.
Yeah.
Because the title holder should be, you know, like switching places. Like Jinder should be a United States champion before going for the title, since he's not a super heavyweight. And he's not over with the fans, you know. Obviously, he's a heel, but, you know, it just seemed a little rush. And then you got AJ as the United States champion, which, you know, last year he was the WWE champion. So, you know, there's a those roles should be reversed. And then you got on SmackDown, on Raw, rather, you got, you know, Brock Lesnar, who obviously he's championship caliber, but, you know, I feel the title should have been dropped. And then after, like maybe around Royal Rumble, if that's what they really want, Brock versus Reigns for the title, they could have just had him win the title back then at that pay-per-view event or Survivor Series. So, you know, it is what it is.
What if they have
the titles are not gonna?
What if they have AJ Styles beating Jinder Mahal for the championship?
That would be awesome, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't see them having him unify the US and the WWE title.
That'd be interesting if that did happen.
It would be, and you know, since Brock Lesnar's not defending the he's not legitimately defending the Universal title except for pay-per-view events. The Miz, as the Intercontinental Champion, is the one that's keeping that show afloat.
Yeah.
You know, as a regular worker. But, you know, we'll see what happened with WWE as the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view event, as we were mentioning, is going to come to fruition with New Day defending their title in a Hell in the Cell. You know, Kevin Owens and Shane's going to be fighting a Hell in the Cell match. I think there's one more Hell in the Cell match. It escapes me.
I can't even think of the matches right now.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll definitely go more in depth with that next time. And then NBA news, Carmelo's new teammate, Russell Westbrook, he signs a massive contract extension with the Thunder on the same day as Kevin Durant's birthday. Now, is that a coincidence or what?
Ironic. Yeah.
Oh man, come on. This Western Conference Final is going to be really, really interesting because, as we know, the NBA these past couple of years, it's so anticlimactic. So it looks like it's going to be Warriors versus OKC, Durant versus Westbrook, two guys who used to battle wars against the Warriors are going to most likely clash in the Western Conference Finals Championship.
Yeah, man,
and then the winner will take on LeBron.
Yeah, it's going to be like a freaking Game of Thrones meets Walking Dead in the West over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Perfect analogy right there. And then, you know, baseball, you know, congratulations to the Yankees. You know, the Yankees are going to the postseason. As we said, it's official. Yankees, they won tonight. You know, CC, you know, pitcher, well pitched game. Aaron Judge hit his 52nd home run. He passed Babe Ruth for the most home runs at Yankee Stadium. You know, at home at Yankee Stadium. Babe Ruth had 32 at the old Yankee Stadium, and Judge has 53. In the new Yankee Stadium, not to mention, of course, you know, Aaron Judge, you know, he set the record. He broke the Mark McGwire's rookie record of 49 with his 50th home run a few days ago. So congratulations to Aaron Judge.
Congrats.
And, you know, Aaron Judge, man, he's just setting records, man.
Yeah,
I mean, people don't even have to say "all rise" because everybody's standing. Everybody keeps giving him a standing ovation. You know, this guy. I mean, he's impressive, man. I mean, what can you say about Aaron Judge, man? That hasn't been said. I mean, this guy, he deserves the MVP. He deserves he's gonna get the Rookie of the Year. I mean, that's a given. And
yeah.
You know, this guy, man, he. You know, this guy's going to have a legendary career the way how it's starting off. All you got to do is stay healthy and, you know, just keep that humble demeanor about him. And, you know, he'll continue to do great things for the Yankees organization. And Yankees are going to need that bat when they renew their rivalry with the reigning, defending, undisputed American League champions. So it's gonna be they're gonna need that. They're gonna have Irvin Santana, go against the Yankees, and it'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a sudden game wild card against the Twins,
mm-hmm.
and then they face. Well, the winner of that then goes to face the Indians, in the ALDS. So
right. Exactly.
It'll be tough. It's you know, I know we've dominated the Twins in past playoff series, but
absolutely,
you know, they're due for a win. So this could be, you know, this could be an upset. You know, I know we're favored. We're going to be favored to beat them, but, you know, don't count them out yet. You know, they're a good team, and they're going to have Santana for that one game playoff. So anything can happen.
Right. Yeah, the Twins, you know, like you said, the Twins always, you guys always have the Twins number. But then, you know, you guys are going to be battling. The winner is going to be battling, you know, either the reigning, you know, ALCS champions, Indians, or your storied rival, Boston Red Sox. So,
unless Indians,
you know, going to be,
it'll be Indians because the Red Sox already clinched.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying like in the ALDS.
Yeah, it'll be Indians because the Red Sox already clinched the division, so they're going to be playing the Astros in the first round. It's already set.
Right, and of course, you know, the Red Sox, you know, they clinched, they officially clinched the division, you know, even though Yankees won as well. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, announced about as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, congratulations to all the teams. And unfortunately, my team, on the other hand, you know, we're going to try to clinch the MLB golf division, you know. But, yeah, but what was I going to say? Yeah, Mets, they have a lot of question marks to, you know, that they're going to have to answer in the offseason. They did win tonight 7-4. Jubal Cabrera got a game-winning home run in extra innings in the 11th, and Familia got the save. But the rumors of Terry Collins being fired got a lot of couple of days. You know, Dan Worthing, the longtime pitching coach, is rumored to be let go as well. And a lot of former former Mets are rumored to be, you know, Terry Collins' successor as, you know, Ventura, you know, the former Met and Yankee and White Sox player, Joe McEwing, you know, who played with the Mets in the early 2000s. I'm trying to think who else. Alex Cora, who briefly played with the Mets, I think, in the Red Sox also. You know, to name a few. Bob Guerin, Chip Hale, those guys are also rumored to be the next Met skipper. And you know, it's going to be interesting who will potentially replace Terry Collins. You know. Who's second all time in wins, and apparently somebody in the Mets anonymously was blaming Terry Collins for the injuries, but
really?
Terry Collins denied. Yeah, Terry Collins denies it, and the organization denies it. So
wow.
We'll see. We'll find out in a few days. You know, maybe even as early as Monday, if Terry does in fact get let go.
Wow.
But you know, Terry had a great you know, run with the Mets. But yeah, I think it's you know, definitely the writing's on the wall. He's, you know, his tenure is gonna be over come tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, he did take him to the World Series a few seasons ago.
Yeah, back to back years, 2015 and 2016. They made it to the postseason, and of course, 2015, they went to the World Series and, you know, didn't go as planned against the Royals.
Yeah. And they've had a lot of injuries, so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Harvey was that anonymous source, but that's just me.
if it was Harvey, man, he should just keep his mouth shut because he got his butt whooped. He didn't even finish four. He didn't finish four. He only went four innings on Friday. And he had a horrible season, so yeah, I doubt it'd be Matt Harvey. I mean, he should be the last person talking. And yeah, then, you know, yeah, let's hopefully the Mets can do well, you know, next year. Just like, you know, the Knicks are hoping that Porzingis can turn the season around. You know, the teams are all on Porzingis' shoulder, and, you know, hopefully Porzingis can right this ship as well with the Knicks this upcoming season.
Yeah, he's now the franchise now, so, you know, we're going to have to lean on him more to step up and guide this team.
Absolutely. But we'll talk more about that next week. You know, he's Macaulay Matthew. Check out his show, IMAC, every Saturday, every Sunday is at midnight. That's coming up soon. Check that out. And check out this show, Sports Urban Legend, every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.